Until now, this is a dictation for Linda Davis, D-A-V-I-S, April 26, 1948. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-W-S-K-I, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Mrs. Davis comes accompanied with husband. Last visit was in March. Underlying chronic kidney disease, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, hypertension, and small kidneys. Comes in poor shape. Respiratory distress, uses oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters. Apparently not using his medications, refusing. There is a lot of wheezes, moist phlegm, no reported fever, blood, no reported chest pain palpitation, uses a walker, but apparently not fall, no vomiting, dysphagia, fair appetite, no diarrhea, bleeding. They are not aware of infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. She's hard of hearing, has worsening edema bilateral 3-4+. Actually, she fell yesterday. Excuse me. Actually, she, because of weakness, 2-3 steps from the porch inside the house, she was not able to lift the legs from weakness without focalizing, nor loss of trauma, did not come to the emergency room. Next paragraph, medication list review. Apparently refusing all medications, she has dementia and she takes Aricept, A-R-I-C-E-P-T, and only for restless legs on Requip, R-E-Q-U-I-P. Apparently no inhalers, nebulizers, no diuretics, no cholesterol management of vitamin D-125, no thyroid replacement. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, pressing weight up to 201 from a baseline of 190. Blood pressure was 140/70. Obese, respiratory distress, on 2 liters oxygenation 91%, bradycardia 45, diffuse bronchitis wheezes, edema of the face and eyelids, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, cannot rule out ascites, edema 4+ from the thighs down. She's still smoking 1 pack per day. Next paragraph, chemistry from yesterday, anemia 9.5, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated 33, likely from respiratory failure, creatinine at 2.19, she's been fluctuating as good as 1.5, as high as 2.1. If this will be a steady state, present GFR 23 stage 4 with a normal calcium albumin phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient looks ill with likely evidence of COPD exacerbation in a smoker person refusing nebulizers. Underlying CHF, which appears decompensated with severe volume overload. I cannot rule out pulmonary edema. Lung sounds are distant because of the emphysema, but there is evidence of JVD and diffuse edema and Nasarca. Kidney function remains stable. I don't think that's the driving force. This is not something that will fix with dialysis. Mental status is compromised, multifactorial. Again, I don't believe this is uremic encephalopathy. This is probably more hypoxemia or respiratory acidosis. There is minor anemia, excuse me, there is moderate anemia without reported external bleeding. Other chemistries associated to the kidneys are stable. Elevated bicarbonate from respiratory failure acidosis. Patient needs to come to the hospital, so we adjust all these issues. Husband to do this at Carson City because of proximity to home. The bradycardia is another issue, but apparently has been there before. Right now, without any medication that will cause that, complicating factors, the underlying dementia. She does have bilateral small kidneys from hypertensive nephrosclerosis without obstruction. No evidence of urinary retention. She does have extensive documented calcification of abdominal aorta and branches, obviously from smoking. Prior urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells. The last echo available is a year ago, April 2022. Preserved ejection fraction, minor other abnormalities, so this probably is more COPD exacerbation, emphysema. They are agreeable to go to the emergency room, end of dictation.